this is Eli in Japan. I don't know how many of you out there know me, but I was born 20,421 days ago. It's April 13th, and I won't say what year it is because I'm sick and tired of people regurgitating what they learned about the date being some 2000 and some abstract number date. That's such bullshit, and people need to cut it out. If you're going to be in touch with reality, it's very important to understand that you've been lied to since you've been born. And these are not some stupid people that have taken control of people's minds. It's maybe 1% of the population of planet Earth that is awake. And I'm not saying I am. But I'm saying I want to be, and I know a lot of people who want to be. But the first thing that anyone can do is to stop saying it's the year 2018. Because this is what people are saying all around the globe, and it's such bullshit. We have evidence of, for example, swans that have been in existence for tens of thousands of years. And it's not science, it's just facts. It's just the fact that they're has been life on this planet for millenniums, you know what I mean? Tens of thousands of years, epochs, thousands and thousands of years. Why are we calling it the year 2018? That is just such utter bullshit. If you're making statements like, I don't think so, instead of stating what you think, you're not stating what you think, you're stating what you don't think. And if you're not thinking, then basically your opinion doesn't matter other than to you. So I hate to be harsh, but this is the fact, this is reality, and people need to wake the fuck up. My name's Eli. I'm going to talk with Larry, and Larry G. McGuire is in Ireland, and he has a station on Anchor in Vodal, and so we're going to connect. So I'm just going to publish some of the voice messages, and if you're here to just be entertained, you're in the wrong place, although I do my Music Cure Sanity segments and a bunch of comedy and stuff, but this isn't comedy, this is serious. All right, Larry, I look forward to talking to you. If not tonight, we'll do it soon. Let's make this real. I think some people need some help out there. Me too, I need help. If you want to help me, hey, I'm all up for help. Like the Beatles song, help, I need somebody help. Not just anybody, you know what I mean? All right, so connect the dots, people. Connect good dots, love, earth, hope, peace. This is Eli, bye.
Hey Eli, decided to jump on here and reply to your message there from Wednesday evening over on Vodal, because I think it might be a good idea just to take it here, because we can have a conversation through the app, and we can both keep the conversation and publish it or do whatever we like with it. So it might be a good idea, but yeah, I've been on the subject of time and the nature of human consciousness forever, for a while anyway, and today I recorded an episode about it, and you mentioned 2018 in your post, and so we're kind of talking on the same subject. So if you'd like to hook up here and have a chat, yeah, happy to do so. Let me know, hit me a reply, talk to you.
Larry, it's 9:23 p.m. on Friday night here, so it's like the afternoon, middle of the afternoon. You are in Ireland, and the most efficient way, it's kind of a combination of Anchor and Vodal and Facebook and YouTube and whatnot, but because we can only go back and forth 1 minute here, and what I've been doing is recording voicemails and putting them on faster speed, so you can do 2 minutes in a minute. But yeah, the time thing, the consciousness, it's crazy, it's so apparent. Best thing to do is have a conversation. If you're up for it, let me know. I'll publish these, your voicemail and my voicemail, and make a new episode. And that's the thing about Vodal, is like, if you have a 20-minute thing on Vodal, there's no episodes. You have to listen to the whole thing. On Anchor, at least you can go into segments. You know what I mean? Okay, I have to leave another message, because on Anchor, I can listen to segments. So if it's, you know, an hour long episode, then it's made out of X number of segments. I don't want to hear an hour long thing if I don't know what the content is. I'm just kind of tired of all of this, like, ethereal, fleeting moment type of posts everywhere. And I think we need to be talking about things and bringing them to conclusion and leaving something for progeny, leaving something for the future. As, you know, time is of the essence, as they say. But I definitely would like to hook up with you on, in some form of communication. If you want to do a call your friends, invite your friends thing on Anchor, that would be the easiest way to do it. Or let me know what else works for you. Definitely, we need to communicate better. Thanks a lot, Larry. This is Eli. Bye. All right, Larry, I listened to your episode about time, something about consciousness time thing. I'll figure out the title. And what I'm going to do is echo this. I will echo your episode, breaking it down into segments with commentary, because this is so crucial. And you mentioned everybody, or most people. You mentioned most people, and you mentioned everybody. And the fact is, you don't need to care about most people. What I've come to realize is that you need to focus on yourself and your immediate surroundings and your community. And if everybody did that, well, there's an old adage that says, if each man or woman, each person swept before their own door, we'd have a clean city. And that isn't happening. But that it's complicated as to why that we don't. Because anybody who takes care of their own surroundings is surrounded by some incredible, I don't know what to call it, energies. So most people, you don't need to worry about the whole world. You don't need to worry about most people. And not everybody, this is where you mentioned everybody, not everybody needs money. We could use money as a tool if it was the correct form of monetary. And there's an interesting word called remuneration, which everybody says remuneration, to be remunerated, to remunerate. It's spelled remunerate, but it's pronounced remunerate, I think. I'm not sure about that. But we don't need money. Nobody needs money. Money, in the current economic financial scam system, no, you have to have a form of payment. Doesn't have to be money. I can barter, I can trade. It might not be as efficient, but that's why there's money. That's why there's this form of trade. So this is just addressing the initial part of your episode. I'm sorry, I can't see the title, but it was something about time and consciousness, and this is what we're trying to address. One of the things I was going to leave you a voice message, but I'll just do it here, is if you're going to put up a 30-minute or 35 or 40-minute one-segment episode on Anchor, then people can't really go through it. We need to have like a table of contents or some sort of way to... Some people are going to be interested in some things. I hope you're following me there. So I will echo your broadcast, maybe tomorrow, because it's kind of late here. And I'll try to put it into bite-sized pieces for people, because I think what you're talking about is very important, and I want to work with you to make it more accessible. Cheers, Larry. This is Eli. Bye.